Just at that moment, Jerry woke up, sat up laughing and said, Hassan, you will never believe me. I just had a marvelous dream. Hi, 亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。记得之前节目里曾经和大家分享过一句英语，要么努力实现自己的梦想，要么被别人雇佣去实现他人的梦想。那么今天孟叔想要和你分享的文章就叫做《梦想不能出售》。Jerry and Hassan were two merchants who were very close friends. Jerry was a cheerful person, whereas Hassan was very serious, perhaps too cautious and careful. But an unbreakable bond of friendship tied them together, and this made their journey in business a happy one, for they never had any disputes. One time they started together toward the city of Tauria.They arrived at the outskirts of forest, where the big trees, moist rocks, and cool shade invite them to take a well-deserved rest. Within a minute, Jerry fell asleep. Hassan looked at his friend with a sigh and told himself, he sleeps peacefully in nature, as if he were in his own house. I am afraid of someone robbing me, even though a thief might get very little.I am too apprehensive and prefer to be cautious. After all, one never knows what might happen. Hassan was ruminating over his anxiety when suddenly he saw a wasp coming out of Jerry's left nostril. Its enigmatic dance surprised him. It flew toward a single pine tree standing on a rock, circled the trees three times,and then returned to the sleeping Jerry and disappeared into his right nostril. Just at that moment, Jerry woke up, sat up laughing and said, Hassan, you'll never believe me. I just had a marvelous dream. Just imagine that there is a big pine tree standing on a high rock, exactly like the one you see there. A wasp drawn around the trunk,and its wings buzzed as if to say, you must dig in this place, you must dig in this place. I started digging and found a big pot full of gold coins. I've never in my life seen so much money. Yes, truly it is a strange dream, replied Hassan. If I were in your place, I would have dug around the pine tree there.My poor friend, how naive you are. I would never take a dream seriously. It is so hot here. To dig would be torture. Please, let us continue our journey. But Hassan insisted, Jerry, a dream like this surely has a meaning. If you don't want to dig, I will try instead. Do you know what I propose to you? Sell your dream to me.Jerry began laughing loudly. This is a good piece of business for me. How much will you pay? You have said that there is a big pile of gold coins. I am your friend, and I do not want to wrong you. You tell me how much you estimate to be the price of your dream. After a brief discussion, they agreed to the sum of 300 coins. Never have I made such a business deal.So much money for a simple dream of no value. How gullible you are, Hassan. The two friends then went under the pine tree, which the wasp had shown in the dream. Jerry was amused to see Hassan perspiring profusely and breaking his back with a shovel. He continued on until the shovel made a dull sound as if it had struck something hard. What a surprise for the two merchants,when they uncovered an earthen pot full of gold coins. Before breaking it, has noted on the inscription near the handle, "The first of seven." The first of seven? That means there should be six more pies buried. Jetty understood, starting to regret the deal he had concluded too quickly. This time, both of them dug with energy, and sure enough, they found the six pies, one after another. Each one filled to the brim with gold coins. Hassan built a huge inn in a city and named it the Bulgy Pot. He lived as a rich and satisfied man until his death. When Hassan was alive, Jetty often came to visit him and greeted his friend with the words, "Well, Hassan, how are you? I've come to see what has happened to my dream." And then the two comrades patted each other on the back laughing. But every time Jetty returned home sadder, for he knew that he could never buy back his dream.
你现在收听到的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索英语美文朗读，来收听更多暖声英语节目。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix, and see you next time.